It'll be another sweltering summer day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. About 100 million Americans under heat advisories or excessive heat warnings, especially in Texas, where it hit 115 degrees yesterday. There's also been record heat in Britain and France.
The impacts of extreme weather are intensifying across the globe, including here in the United States. No one is immune from climate change.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. President Biden will visit an ex-coal power plant now manufacturing wind energy today.
The president ran on a core campaign promise to combat climate change, and today the president will travel to Massachusetts to announce new steps, but he'll stop short of declaring a national emergency.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in the House.
Yeas are 267 and the nays are 157.
So what's called the Respect for Marriage Act passed, aimed at ensuring the right for same-sex and multiracial couples. 47 Republicans joined Democrats, but other Republicans called it unnecessary and political, calling unfounded fears the Supreme Court ruling that undid the federal legal right to abortion could be extended to marriages. House Democrats next plan a vote on contraception rights. Steve Bannon will return to court this morning. The ex-Trump White House advisor is on trial for refusing to cooperate with the Democrats. Led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot.
Prosecutors began telling the jury that Bannon chose to show his contempt and decided he was above the law. Bannon is charged with two counts of criminal contempt of Congress. Each charge could land him from 30 days to a year behind bars.
Fox's David Spunt. Bannon has called the committee's hearings a show trial. The former president says the investigation's a hoax, and a candidate he backed in Maryland won the Republican primary for governor, Dan Cox.
I'm so grateful for President Trump's support and endorsement. We're blessed by it.
Some Democrats spent money on ads supporting Cox, believing he'll be an easier Republican to defeat in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
COVID cases have been rising again across the U.S. with the Omicron BA5 subvariant responsible for about 3 in 4 infections. It's said to be even more contagious and more able to evade vaccine protection and natural immunity. The CDC has signed off and approved another COVID vaccine, a fourth one expected to be available in the coming weeks.
The shot from Novavax is a more traditional kind of vaccine, according to CDC advisors. The so-called protein vaccine was authorized by regulators last week. All the COVID vaccines used in the U.S. train the body to fight the virus by recognizing its outer coating. The Novavax shot injects copies of the so-called spike protein grown in a lab that resemble the virus. Protein vaccines have been used for years to prevent other diseases, including hepatitis B and shingles. Novavax shots cannot begin until the CDC recommends how to use them. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
We're getting another break at the pump. Gas is down a 36th straight day, almost 3 pennies now, about 55 cents off the record high. On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly the day after big gains. The Dow had surged up 754 points. The National League strikes out again at baseball's All-Star Game. The AL won for the 9th straight time.
After falling behind 2-0, the American League hit 2 homers in the 4th inning to defeat the National League 3-2. New York Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton tied the game with a 2-run blast. The next batter, Minnesota's Byron Buxton, belted a solo shot. Both home runs came off Dodgers pitcher Tony Gonsolin. Stanton was named the game's most valuable player.
It hasn't fully sank in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
Stanton on Fox TV. The National League had 4 base hits in the first inning, but managed just 1 more hit for the rest of the night. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
The Major League season resumes tomorrow with 6 games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.